The Smith Opera House in downtown Geneva is going to undertake some important renovations in the coming year. Executive Director Susie Monaghan says these are important improvements in the 123-year-old space, even if they won't be immediately apparent to audiences.
They walk into our beautiful lobby and see the gilt and the chandeliers and, imagine that the whole place is like that. Well, the dressing rooms are pretty, as my mother would say, disgraceful. And, they're in desperate need of a makeover. They're clean and they're tidy, but they haven't been touched in a long time.
There will also be improvements to the downstairs women's and men's lounges, which will update and expand the facilities to cut down on lines. Monaghan is especially excited that the downstairs work will include opening up the lower-level cabaret space.
My vision is to see that cabaret space as an alternative performance space. It's small. You could have maybe 40 people down there seeing a performance, but, you could do open mic, you could do stand-up comedy, spoken word. Maybe it's every Wednesday night the Smith has that kind of experience, and this refurbishment of the downstairs allows us to do that.
In all, the Smith Center for the Arts secured more than $700,000 in funding for renovations. It came from Geneva's Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant, as well as the New York Main Street program and Empire State Development Corporation. Work is expected to begin in the summer of 2018. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.